Ash, how have you been doing?
I've been good, thanks. Been busy with training and checking out Newcastle. Other than that, just chilling.
At the end of last season, how important was that me time just to take a few months away from the sport?
I think when you get to my age, you have to evaluate, is it worth it? If, obviously, like, this is what you want to continue to do, and obviously, because there's got to be a life outside of netball, so it's always good to step back away from the game. I was still playing in our state league back home, so didn't step back straight away. I went back to the club that I've always played for, finished off the season with them, and then had some time off and went back to working, went back to like a normal average person's life. And yeah, so I think that always gives you a reality check that, yeah, this is something that you do want to do.
We first got the idea that you might be coming back when you posted a picture of the Tyne Bridge on a sunny Newcastle, which is a rarity in itself. Was that maybe a bit of a tease?
Well, I guess so. A lot of people didn't even know I was back in the country, so I guess that was a little hint to be like, well, I'm up in Newcastle. I think we were the only team that hadn't announced any players yet, so we were very much the unknown. So I guess so, yeah.
The rumours obviously started then, but you managed to surprise us even more. A certain appearance a week before the team was announced for Grangetown in Prem 2. How was that put to you?
Well, basically, so there's obviously two Prem teams up this way that I know of. So obviously Oaks Way and Grangetown. I know Grangetown are probably a bit of a smaller club. They're looking to, you know, raise their profile and move from Prem 2 to Prem 1. So I guess it was just more about court time. I believe most of the Super League players play with Oaks Way, so it's just a matter of being on the court and playing because it's still in pre-season. So I guess that's just my decision, and they've helped me out quite a bit with supporting me since I've been here. So, yeah.
That game as well where you made your Prem appearance, it was against Clan.
Yep.
Cat was obviously part of that Storm side that you were part of. So was that good to catch up with her?
Yeah. I mean, I walked into the change room and Clan were in the change room. And I saw her and gave her a hug and said hello because we've always been friendly since Storm in 2013. So I think I heard a few whispers, why is she here? And that's when people didn't realise I was back in the country as well. They hadn't put two and two together. But it was nice to get a little run out after my full-on first week of training.
And then last week, player of the match as well. Are things going well with the girls? You've fitted in quite nicely?
Yeah. I mean, Grangetown is really nice. It's somewhere that I can obviously practice new skills or things I really need to work on and nail at Super League, especially donning the centre bib. So that's really nice that they've accepted me into that team. Team Northumbria, we're a bit of a young team, I would say, but a young team with a bit more experience than some just young players. Everyone's welcomed me with open arms. I couldn't say anything wrong about anyone up this way. They've all been really friendly, and there's nothing bad about it.
To fans of the league, you joining Team Northumbria was potentially a bit of a shock. How did that come about? Was it just the right time?
Well, I guess finishing the season with Mavericks at a wing attack position kind of opened a few doorways. Northumbria didn't have much of a wing attack in their in their team or their site when I started speaking to them. They'd already basically signed their four shooters, so there's no point signing a fifth. But I guess being able to play the wing attack role, it has given me an opportunity up here, which might not have been if I wasn't prepared or didn't want to play wing attack. So I think more doors are opening now that I'm playing centre a bit as well, so that will be quite different. And I guess the more I can learn, the better I'm going to be as a player.
The nice thing as well, Team Northumbria also announced that Jen from Grangetown is going to be part of the squad. So you'll be sharing that journey together.
Yeah, and Jen's so lovely. She gives her all at every training. She just listens and absorbs everything. I think she's fantastic to be part of our squad. She has improved, I guess, over the last two games since I've seen her at training as well. And obviously she wants to better herself so she can better her club. And if I can help that along the way and just give a little bit of guidance and have a friendly face, then why not?
You've seen what the Sports Central crowds are like, obviously, with your time at Mavs and Storm. How do you think they're going to react to your style of play this season? What are the North East fans like?
I think they're going to be quite excited because we're going to be quite... I mean, Team Northumbria are always renowned for being quite brutal and like the underdogs. And I think this season we've really got the team to show that and show that we can do better than where they placed this year. So I think the fans should be quite excited. I guess always being an Aussie, we always play differently. So I mean, really to me, the only difference is that we like to shoulder pass a lot more than a chest pass or something overhead, so hopefully they enjoy it.
I'd like to think as well you and Sophie get a bit more game time this season. It was maybe something that was missing last year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not really sure, but obviously we've got the opportunity to work together again. We started to build a real bond and team work understanding, which I hope will then grow and obviously bring out the best in both of us. So that's exciting as well that we have a season together already, so we know what's expected of each other and we kind of know each other's style of play. So hopefully we can just build on that now.
How good have the early training sessions been? Are the combos working out nicely or are things like that
working
good?
Yeah, I mean, Tiaraha, she has plenty of options this year. We've got a very dynamic and diverse set of players. Like there's not just me playing goal attack or wing attack. I've been thrown into the centre as well. You've got Sophie Hankin who's been moved across to the wing attack as well during training, and Tamsin Maiolo who has been played at goal shooter, goal attack, wing attack. You know, we've got Aman Thomas, who is initially from when she plays with Bucks is a goal defence. She's been thrown to the wing defence as well. So it's quite nice to have quite a diverse group of players and to be able to have those options because I think the game's growing so much that you need to have those these days.
Are you happy with how you look in the kit with those moody press shots?
That probably wasn't my best shot.
Oh, come on.
But at the end of the day, I don't put it out. So I think they looked quite good. I was impressed anyway.
How do you feel about, obviously, those potential games against the likes of Jade and Sarah Bayman and the Corbins?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you come up against an England international, you know you're always going to be in for a long game. I think it's just being able to sustain that for the whole 60 minutes or being able to rotate and have someone through that can give, you know, 15 minutes and someone else that can give 15 minutes rather than relying on one person. So I really think that, yeah, I mean, it's exciting because obviously those girls have come back into the competition and it's going to raise the profile and hopefully it's going to make the, you know, the standard better and England as a nation better as well.
I'm quite sure that North East fans will really welcome you to the franchise and hopefully big things for Team Northumbria next season.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We can only wait and see, can't we?